Well, it's 28 minutes after 5 South African time. It's a beautiful Wednesday morning on our program, Safina to Ilal Jannah. The 28th of Dhul-Qa'dah, 1443. We welcome our beloved, honorable, respected Fadila to Ustad, Hazrat Malana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, Hafizahullah. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. بارك الله فيكم معنا عرفات جزاك الله خيرا to our technicians brother Junaid Khan brother Riyad Hussein نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we beseech thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deceptions of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. It is indeed only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala that today, the 28th of Dhul-Qa'dah 1443, we focus on chapter 21, Surah Anbiya, verses number 36 and verse number 37. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, وَإِذَا رَآكَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. When the non-Muslims look at you, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, obviously they had the hatred already, and everything they tried to do to cause harm to him, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet peace be upon him. So when the non-Muslims would look at you, إِيَتَّخِذُونَكَ, then they would not make and take you. The in there is for nafiya, for negation. إِلَّا هُزُوَى, but they would make and scoff and try and mock at you. And they would try and ridicule and belittle you. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. And then they would speak to one another, Allah expose their crimes. أَهَذَا الَّذِي يَذْكُرُ آلِيَتَكُمْ. Is it this one here? See how they try and belittle. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Is it this person here, this one here? يَذْكُرُ آلِيَتَكُمْ. Mentioning your gods and your deities and your idols and so forth. Remember, in this world, when Allah gives you rank and status, and you have your detractors, then always the saying comes, Nubahul Kilab, La Yaduru Sahab, the barking of the dogs will not harm the clouds. Remember that. You get so many dogs that are barking, do they harm the clouds? What is the cloud compared to the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He was, he is, he always will be the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in the entire universe. Verse in creation, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have not sent you, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but as a mercy to the entire universe and creation. Chapter 21 and verse 107, وَرَفَعَنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. And we have elevated thy name, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Chapter 94 and verse 4, so إِذَا ذُكِرْتُ ذُكِرْتَ مَعِي. When my name is taken, thereafter your name nami, your ism-i grami is taken, then your mubarak blessed name is taken. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. And you see adhan, iqama, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah. وَهُمْ بِذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَانِ هُمْ كَافِرُونَ. But they are the same ones. The reminder of Almighty Allah, that is every verse, is a symbol and sign of Almighty Allah. The Quran Sharif, the noble Quran, the glorious Quran, was, is, will always be the greatest miracle of the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They rejected. So they rejected the messenger, so that already renders them to be non-Muslim. Then they rejected the Quran Sharif, that further entrenches their kufr and disbelief and blasphemy. خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ مِنْ أَجَلْ. Human being is created with haste. Human being wants everything instantly and immediately. We get married, we want the baby to be born in 8-9 months, 1 year. We start a business, we want to become a millionaire in 1-2 years. We do something, we want it immediately. So remember, some places, Ta'jeel. Ta'jeel means haste is required. For example, in Salat, Namaz, Tawbah and repentance and paying of debts and all these type of things. So there, haste is very good. Hajj, man arad al-hajj falyata'ajjal. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, once you made intention for Hajj, you should go. Do not procrastinate and delay it. The hadith is authentic in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, Abu Dawud. So these people here, remember, Allah Ta'ala is warning them, سَأُرِيكُمْ آيَاتِ. Soon I will show you آيَاتِ, my signs, my verses and my signs. So yeah, it means signs. فَلَا تَسْتَعْجِلُونَ. Don't make haste. Lo and behold, they mocking, scoffing the master. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. They in Makkah Mukarramah. And then on the Friday, it is the 17th of Ramadan, and lo and behold, Maidan-e-Badr, then we find the Ma'rika, the battle takes place, and against all odds, Muslims only 313, the enemy about approximately 1,000, this side the leader is Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that side the leader is Abu Jahl, and Almighty Allah granted them a miraculous, magnificent victory. Muslims lost 14 men who became shuhada and martyrs, and they are buried there in Badr. And the enemy, 70 of them dispatched straight to Jahannam and the hellfire. 70 others taken as captive. That was one of the turning point. Now they realize quwwat-e imani. What is the power of iman? In our time, how Taliban whooped and thrashed the Americans and the coalition of 48. They don't even have an army. They don't even wear shoes. With chumples and sandals, they whooped and thrashed the superpower, so-called superpower. So that is called quwwat-e-imani, the strength and the impact of iman. When you have such firm faith in Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, unshakable faith in Almighty Allah, therefore Almighty Allah addresses us, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. 89 different places, Ey iman walo, O you who believe, O you attain faith. So that are the lessons we should learn. Let me take you through some interesting news, reviews and interviews throughout the world, what's going on. Number one, you see America, I told you they the biggest harami and they are the biggest terrorists. See Joe Biden, Sleepy Joe. Now his son's name is Hunter. He turned out to be a real hunter. He can't control his own rifle, so he's busy with the prostitutes here and there. Everywhere he's busy with the prostitutes. Who is paying for all his adventure? His father is paying. You go and check it up and see. So these are these haramis. They're going to run the world. Wherever they can park, they just park. They can park in the loading zone, they'll park there. They can park in the parking lot, they'll park there. These are the shaitans and haramis. If you don't know what the meaning of harami, it means a B with the capital B. Remember that. Two, you see Iran. Iran has applied to BRICS. Now they said that we want to become part of BRICS. Whether BRICS will accept it or not, that's their prerogative. But I want to pose this question. How come now the talks have and the negotiations have resumed there in Qatar, in Doha, regarding the nuclear and so forth and so on with Iran? The aim of all these Western powers is one, that no Muslim country must have nuclear. Pakistan got it on default. They were fast asleep and they became a nuclear power. So once they are a nuclear power and they had Imran at the head, so they knew that they have to deal with a very powerful person and a powerful country. So they made sure they get rid of him and they brought their puppets in imported government. I'm asking you the question, why is it? I have a lot of problems with Iran. I have no sympathy for Iran. But we must be fair and just. That why Israel, the rogue, the apartheid, Nazi regime with Nazi tactics, they can have nuclear all the time. And no questions asked. And no conferences, nothing. Because they are jutlas, because they are the real terrorists, because they are the haramis of occupation. Occupation is terrorism. So all these are pertinent questions. We need to pose these questions there. Make the world feel uncomfortable. This white hegemony has gone on far too long. Remember this. We need to expose. I'm not against whites. Remember that. I'm against the injustice of white, black, pink, green, whatever it is. So this is a gross and travesty of injustice, what you are doing. Dad, no, Iran, you can't have this. Iran, tell them, go to hell, man. So we will do what we want to. So that is what you must do. But tell this Ummah cannot have that independence. Now look at the comedy of errors. Morons, that's the proper word in English. Morons, remember that word. You see this Saudi regime of now, MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan. Now look at this, I sent it out last night, I was half crying, you know. Imagine a person goes first time for Hajj. Imagine all this, Maulana, just think about it. A person goes first time for Hajj, right? He's going in Ihram, he's coming from London, he's coming from New York, he's coming from Washington, he's coming from Toronto, he's coming from where and where. They're in the state of Ihram, long flight, labbaik Allahumma labbaik. Such hope, such aspirations. Then you land at Jeddah Airport, fine. Then you come to Makkah. Because this Saudi regime, they gave out this whole thing to Mutawif, to who? To our worst enemies, Quran says. The Hindus, the Mushriks, the BJP alliance and so forth. And now you enter your room, your wife's room is somewhere else, your room is somewhere else. She must share a room with a stranger. We're getting messages from there now like this. I'm telling you, are the Saudis fit to run the Hajj? They are a regime that must be kicked out. Allahumma ahlik ala Saud kama ahlakta Adaw wa Samud. So if you are really a true Muslim, we don't carry favor with any person, any politician, any organization or any government. We have to speak the truth, whatever is the truth. See what I'm telling you. Tell the ulama, don't have true independence. You're making us idiots, man. You're making us fools. So yesterday's paper, you must remember that what it is. So you must remember yesterday's paper that in the Arab news, they said that today is the 30th, you must, Wednesday, is the 30th of Zulqadah, and on Wednesday evening, you must scan the sky. Don't you know, even a first-year student knows this, that in Islam, after 29 days, you scan the sky. And after that, if it goes to 30, after 30, automatically the next day is the first. But they cook up the moon, you must remember. They're going to cook up the moon again for this year, Hajj and so forth. So otherwise, what need is there for sighting? So they have destroyed the Hajj, not from now, for years. The moon sighting, and all you Salafis who are on the bank, you're taking money and dollars from MBS and all these haramis, you should hang your heads in shame. These are the people who have destroyed Hajj, given Hajj to mushriks, and then they tell us, Khadimul Haramain Sharifain, you are Khainul Haramain Sharifain, you are traitors to Islam and Muslims and the Hujjaj. Allah Jalla Wala give them Hidayat. If there's no Hidayat for them, Almighty Allah decimate and destroy them.
Ameen, 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 thumma ameen. Ustad, on that point, I see there's a sister from Isipingo. She says, tell Mufti Sahab, many Hajis are complaining in Saudi. Isn't there any agent that can help our Hajis? All the agents, stop making money from us South Africans. Sister,
remember that, sister, is not they making money. Let me tell you, I got nothing to do with any agent. Two agents already contacted me. One agent told me I must take the Hujjaj. I told them that I'm over 65. One agent contacted me Monday night after Q&A and said, AK, I can organize for you a business visa and you must come. I said, no, I don't want to do all these things here. So the point I'm making this year Hajj, that the agents are not making much money, and they're not running a charity, obviously. So you must remember that is a business enterprise for them. So the Saudis are imposing so many taxes and that, so don't blame them. You see, the agents, if they talk too much, the Saudi authorities will then arrest them or deport them. Sahuk also, what Sahuk can do? Nothing. So they just sit there and say, gee, gee, gee. That's all, what else they can do? If they talk too much, they'll pack them all up and send them back. I mean, let us be honest about these issues. Don't stop fooling one another. These are people who are tinpot dictators, you must remember. The only way you can get things right is disgrace them publicly. Therefore, well done to the Guardian newspaper there in Britain, and I sent it out last night to all the contacts, that you must be the one, and you, the British Muslims, American Muslims, South African Muslims, what are you waiting for Sahuk and them? Get busy on your social media and say that this agent we booked with him, this one we booked, this is what we did, and we spoke to Sahuk and this. What you can do, I know one, I don't know now if things have changed, but in the past, then they used to fear one group. That is the Muassasa office. You must go to the Muassasa office and say, this is my contract, and I was promised A, B, C, X, Y, Z, and I paid this amount, and I'm only getting 2, 3, 4, and 5, 6 things I'm not getting. So you are in charge. What are you doing about it? So my advice to any Hujjaj, South African, or whether African, or New Zealand, or Australian, wherever you are, you must go to the Muassasa office and raise your complaints. It's not their father's haram does. So you must, don't belong to Ali Saud or their father. It belongs to Allah. Sawa anil akifu fihi wal bad. So remember, wa may yurid fihi bi ilhadim bi zulmin nuziqu min adhabin alim. Let me be very clear. How Israel, the rogue apartheid regime, is losing everything. You can see they have become a banana republic, fifth election in less than 4 years. Saudis will lose everything. With their billions, trillions, zillions, they will lose everything. Why? Because of their zulm, oppression, transgression. Allah has a system, remember this. And you, Ali Saud, instead of making khidmat of the Hujjaj, you are fleecing the Hujjaj. It's all to do with greed and nothing else.
Allahu Akbar. Beautiful said Ustad. I see brother Bobby. He says, morning to you, AK. Do you think South Africa will become like Zimbabwe? Bobby, Ustad.
What you talking like Zimbabwe? We already like Zimbabwe. Did you travel anywhere of the national highways? Did you see how many potholes there are? You can play golf there, my brother. So you must remember that everybody's tires will get damaged and so forth, and then they will charge you toll fees. Now what's going to happen next month regarding your petrol? What's going to happen regarding your crime? What's going to happen? The ANC bloated government, a disaster for South Africa. Let me be honest about this. I grew up, I was born in an African township. Therefore, I never voted for them, not once in my life. And my own colleagues were so upset with me when I mentioned this 10, 12 years ago and more. And I never voted for DAEFF. You must be a moron to vote for them nowadays. You must remember that you vote for those people, bunch of crooks, you must remember, and corruption. That is what their legacy is all about. So we must wake up and honor. You see, we all look at our own personal, remember, benefit. No, I will get this out of them. Then we complain of corruption and this. I mean, let us be honest about these things here. You must look at the welfare of the nation. I pose to you one question. We live under apartheid. Apartheid was a crime against humanity, right? Then we came 1994 elections, big UN cry, and oh, freedom, freedom. And today you got one of the highest rape cases in the world. You got one of the highest, remember, murder in the world. You have one of the highest gender violence in the world. You have one of the highest corruption in the world. Are this not facts? Every state-owned entity is on the verge of collapse. Eskom collapse, remember, SAA collapse, Danel collapse. And our trains, here in front of my house and all that, they stole everything, you understand? The railway lines and everything. So what you talking about? So my question to you is this. Mr. Joe Plumber, Mr. Joe Carpenter, from 1994 till now, so 28 years, what you did for him? If I take Joe Carpenter, an African person, black person, and is his status and condition better now? Apartheid is a crime against humanity. We're not for apartheid. We suffered apartheid. We know what it is. But was he better off under apartheid or is he better off under you? I'm asking you this question. You go ask them. They will tell you we were better off under apartheid compared to these clowns that are running the show now. Two ministers of education, but your certificate is not accepted in majority of the world. So what good is your varsity education, tertiary education? Your matric certificate is not worth the paper on which it's written, just like the halal certificates. So that is what you need to understand.
Subhanallah. Somebody wants to know, Ustaz, that is wearing gold plastic rings for men haram, Ustaz?
Totally haram. Anything to do with gold, you must remember, not permissible for men. One day, he, Habibuna, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bi yadihi al-sharifa, in one Mubarak hand, the Master, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, brought genuine gold, and in the other hand, genuine silk, and said, these are the exact words, verbatim, huma haramun ala dhukuri ummati, that these are the things, genuine gold, genuine silk, for men is haram for my ummah. Yes, for men, you want to wear rings, your wife wants to give you a ring, and you're getting married, your wife to be, and so forth, so only silver ring. Hadith in Tirmidhi, ittakhidhu min wariqin. So you must take a ring from silver, and it must not exceed one miskal, and 5.85 grams of silver. So that's all that's permissible for men. For women, they wear gold, all these things here, genuine gold. Don't give your wife a spaza gold ring, you know. Give a genuine gold ring. Oh, my poppy, oh, my honey, oh, my darling, I bought for you this gold jewelry, this gold ring, like that. So that's very good then.
Listen to this one, Ustad. There's a sister from Maritzburg. She says, my name is Sheena. I'm a listener from Maritzburg. I listen to you all every morning. I'm Hindu. I'm total against what the Hindus are doing to your people in India. I actually broke ties with my family in India for killing one of your Muslims. I'm ashamed. Oh God, forgive my family. Have mercy on my family. Ustad.
Very good, my sister Sheena. I will give you one word of advice. What you did is 100% correct, and you must not have remorse and regret for that. We must be a people, irrespective whether you're Hindu, you Jew, Christian, Muslim, whatever, we must stand up for justice. Remember that. If we stand up for justice, then the world will be a better place. But when we side with the Zalims, when we side with the winning party, the tinpot dictators, remember then, and you can see, you must be blind not to see what is happening in India, how they are treating the Muslims, and then they got the gall and audacity to tell the world, the largest democracy in the world, you must remember, and that is India. Democracy for who? For the Hindus. Muslims are treated as third, fourth class citizens. Same thing with the rogue apartheid terrorist regime of Israel, that we have democracy, the only democracy in the Middle East. For who? Only for the Jutlas and the Jews. So you must remember who's fooling who. So remember that they can shoot and kill a Palestinian, they can rape a Muslim woman there in India, and nothing will happen. So because the police are with them, the army is with them, the judges are with them. So that's why you need to be active. Remember, in this day and this age, instead of wasting time. That is what I can't understand, you know. We have become bunch of idiots, actually. That the Muslim Ummah busy with movies, Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood, Shaitan Hood. Get busy on your social media and start exposing all these crimes. But make sure whatever you send out is credible and not some emotional, sentimental things. So you know this is verified. Like the example I gave you of the Saudis, everything we can verify. So you must remember this. So that is what you need to. You need to name them and shame them. That is what you need to do in this day and this age.
Allahu Akbar. I see Brother Arthur Ustad, he says that, AK, why do you say that there is one God and majority of Muslim people say 99? I mean, we believe only one God, Jesus, Ustad.
So you must remember, I don't know which Muslim you have that believe in 99 gods. I'm sure you mixed up, my brother. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is one and alone. And he has 99 names. So you're mixing things up. You're confused or you are blowing your fuses, Brother Arthur. So Almighty Allah teaches us in chapter 7, verse 180, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has wonderful, beautiful names. Invoke and call Almighty Allah by his wonderful, beautiful names. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, مَنْ حَفِظَهَا دَخَلَ Jannah, who memorizes the 99 names of our Almighty Allah, he will enter Jannah and Paradise. Hadith in Tirmidhi, man ahsaha dakhal al-Jannah. You look inside and you read it. I read mine now this morning before I came down. And you enter Paradise and Jannah. So that is what is meant. Your name is Arthur. Your parents call you, oh, darling, oh, sweetheart, oh, this, oh, Bobby, oh, Robbie, like that, out of affection. So how many Arthurs there are? One or four or five? Obviously it's one. So my brother, so you say you believe in one God. Where's the one God, my brother? You believe in Trinity. You believe three is one and one is three. So till today you can't prove that. I'm asking you two, three questions. You must answer me, Arthur, right? So Jesus was born according to you, right? We reject that totally in December, 25th December. It's a concocted, fabricated date, remember that. But nevertheless, so remember that happened on 25th December. So who was running the world before Jesus' birth? I'm asking you, Arthur. One. Two. Then comes Easter, another concocted, fabricated story. So Jesus is put on the cross and then he is crucified and so forth. So your God is dying? And then he's buried there. And remember, then that same church of yours, Kanisatul Qiyamah, the Holy Sepulchre, from the time 1187 till today, Gregorian calendar, the Muslims have the keys of that church. So how come, my brother? So your God is born, your God dies, your God can't help himself, so how is he going to help you? You understood? So my brother, don't come with fairy tales here. Christianity is a dying religion. Judaism is dying. Hinduism is dying. There's only one religion increasing all the time. And we don't speak emotionally. We speak with facts and figures. Your Pope now is Pope Francis. Who was before him? Pope Benedict. Go and read Pope Benedict's lectures. He spoke in German and told his bishops and cardinals, "This Christianity, we're wasting our time. Is not the true religion." So what is the true religion? He said, Islam. He whispered Islam. You see? So they tell him, you, Pope, you better resign. So they made up a story that there was too much pedophilia and the monks were busy with the nuns and the children and but monkey business and so forth. So therefore, they said he better. So that was the true story. I wanted to meet Pope Benedict that when I was in Europe, they told me nobody can meet him, he's under house arrest. Now imagine that, one. Two, you must remember, you go, these are not Muslims. Go to BBC, my brother, and you will find that they carry the documentary, The Rise of the Crescent. meaning Islam, and the decline of the cross. These people got nothing to do with Islam, but you must be blind not to see that. How many people from different faiths are embracing Islam? Because it has that magnetic impact. It's pure, and we don't have superstition and fairy tales here. We speak the truth, and we propagate the truth without fear and favor.
Somebody says, Ustad, if we do not understand that Sahuk is a front for the ANC, we will then understand the problems affecting South African Hujjaj.
Remember, all that is waste of time, your argument there. You must remember this type of thing. The Saudi government said that every country must have a mission. They call it mission. I went one time. You must remember what Sahuk, in the good, I was in Darulum still. I can still give you the story. I remember it so clearly. In fact, in one of my lectures in Durban, I'll give you the whole story briefly. It was a Friday, I had my lungi on, and I was just going, I was in Newcastle. It was 97, 98 around there. So remember, I was going to the ghusalkhana, to the bathroom, to take a bath for Jummah. My wife told me phone from Jamiat Natal. I said, Subhanallah, what are they phoning now? So I went there and I spoke. I said, Molana, say, you ready to go with Sahuk? I say, me from Makkah, Madinah, I'm ever ready, Betri. At that time, was Molana Harun Saab of Ispingo Beach. He was the sadr. He was the president. So I think he used his influence. He said, tell AK to go. AK is forever ready, you know. So they spoke. So I say, why you guys don't go? He said, no, man. Some of us very frightened. He said, no, Arabic is kachu and very weak and all. That's the answer he gave me, you know. I say, you put my name. He said, you sure. Mosema won't mind. I said, Mosema, I'll speak to him. You don't worry. So they took my passport, I sent my passport, everything, then I went. So I saw how Sahuk operates, you know, understood. So anyway, you must remember that. So that is the Saudi government imposed, and they said that you must have a Hajj mission, and that is how all these organizations come. And then obviously governments come into existence. I got nothing to do with Sahuk and all of them. I posed question the other day, and I'm posing it again. Next year, there's no Sahuk, there's no agents, no nothing, the way it seems. What will happen to the million Sahuk got in the account? That's a very good question. Sahuk, I think you better start getting ready for refunds, you know. So all these things here, because it's money of the Hujjaj.
Yes.
So you must remember. There's so many questions you can ask. So then I went with them and I saw. But nobody, it is a toothless power. You must remember that. A toothless organization. They can't impact on the Saudis. When they sit in a meeting, they just make G. That's all. The Saudis will tell you, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. You can't tell them what to do and all this type of... That's how the Saudi mentality is. So you must remember. But when we went, we took them on. They in the varsity, I'll tell you next time, inshallah. They got the shock of their life, you know. Anyway, I have to run now.
See, Jonah posed a question, but anyway...
Leave no time for Jonah and that now. So anyway, you must remember this, that inshallah, 6 o'clock will be the news with Brother Uwaisi, then the Adhan, then Mona Khalid, and inshallah, after that, we will continue with Mona Zahid, and at 8:30, to 9 will be Mawazakir Bismillah, and thereafter Bliss of Marriage 11 to 12, and then Tafsir. Tonight, inshallah, I'll be in Hilal Masjid. After Isha will be the program. Barakallahu Fik. Salaamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuh.